Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Mannarino. Pre-market report on this Wednesday, September 13th, 2023. Again, lots of stuff happening, lots of moving parts here, and I want to cover a bunch of stuff with you. Let's start off here with this market. Trading doesn't start for just over an hour from when I am doing this video blog. As a matter of fact, there's a big inflation report coming out pretty soon, which I will talk about later on. Whatever numbers they want to fist feed us, I guess we're going to have to see. We understand that it's just all fake. It's not real anyway. It's all distortion on an epic scale of the truth. But what else would you expect in this kind of an environment? Anyway, with that, stock futures this morning are slightly in the red, at least as I am doing this. Risk in this market continues to climb. This global bond market sell-off, which is getting almost no attention from the mainstream propaganda, imagine my shock, imagine your shock. Well, it is continuing here. The U.S. 10-year yield is higher this morning. The MMRI is over 280. We are right now less than 20 points away from extreme risk in this market, according to the Mannarino Market Risk Indicator, MMRI, link in the description of this video, free to everybody who wants to use it. Okay, cryptocurrencies right now are catching a bid, gold and silver all over, crude oil, are you watching crude? Higher and freaking higher and freaking higher. Again, you know, it's not just a matter of, oh, it's just crude oil. Why do I sit here and talk about it? Because I think it's lovely and fun? No, because, I mean, just do your own research on this, but there are thousands and thousands and thousands of products made with crude oil. What does that mean for you? What does it mean for me? What does it mean for all of us? Look, we have been lied to on a scale that is hard to get your head around with regard to inflation being temporary, inflation being transitory, inflation being contained. Janet Yellen Stein, the thing, who came out yesterday talking about a soft landing again for the U.S. economy, which we are in free fall. All right. It's all been contained. She used the word contained. This is the same word that was used by Ben Freakshow Bernanke during the meltdown of 2008. Everything was contained then too. Didn't work out so well. These things do nothing. Every time they open their mouth, a lie comes out. Another lie comes out. Another. We should like duct tape these things' mouths. All they're doing is lying to us, and there's no accountability. Doesn't that get to you? It gets to me. But I'll tell you something, people. What gets to me more than anything as of late, really, and I know it's getting to you, too, this whole issue, ooh, with the FDIC. They are aware of thousands of banks that are in a lot of trouble, but it's privileged information. We're not allowed to know about this. And these institutions can be taken over by the FDIC at any moment. That means your cash will be locked up until they figure out what they're going to do about it. But you see, you can't know about it, even though it's your cash in these institutions. I don't know. I think it's a crime in progress. And I think most of you out here would agree. But again, where's the accountability? When was the last time you heard from a politician, a previous politician, someone get on the TV and say, hey, you know what? This is not right. The American people need to know and have the right to know if they have their cash in a failing institution. What are they doing? What are they doing, people? Again, this is a quiet consolidation of the system. The whole entire financial system, especially with the banks here, this is a major issue. You all know that. We knew this. You and I called this out before anybody else here, okay, with no deposits, no loans, no deals. This is a phenomenon that the big banks are dealing with as well here, record withdrawals. And again, this is major issues ahead, and all this is going to end up doing is consolidating power in fewer institutions. The JP Morgans, the Goldman Sachs, the Citigroups, the Bank of Americas, these are all where the power is going to go. And again, you know what this is all about, control. control and then more control. On top of that, the lies, the deceptions, the distractions, the Janet Yellen stained things telling you how this is temporary, it's transitory, and it's now it's contained. It ain't contained, okay? No way is this contained. As a matter of fact, let's talk about that. So Jim Rickards, all right, most of you know who this guy is. Smart guy, has a lot to say. Now, this is where I'm going to have to differ or deviate from Jim Rickards. Jim Rickards is saying right now that we are on the threshold of a new financial crisis. I'm telling you right now, we are in one. We are in the heart of it. Again, think of this situation. Global debt surging at its highest pace that we've ever seen in the history of the world. A global economy, which is contracting at its fastest pace we've ever seen. As a matter of fact, that's part of the news today. This is a headline here. I believe this was CNBC. UK economy contracted much faster than expected. Again, you got these central banks here giving us false projection after false projection after false projection. And that fake news is propagated via the mainstream propaganda. Okay, so they're fist feeding you shoulder deep, and I'm talking about up the gobble-ghoul, all right, just more lies, deceptions, distractions. It's always the same story throughout history. You want to look back on economies that have failed, nations that have failed. At the end, it's always the same extreme propaganda. Now we have a world economy that is in free fall, deliberately by central banks who are pressuring it to fulfill their end game. And I'm going to tell you again what their end game is in case you're new here. It is to fulfill their quest to be the lenders and buyers of last resort here. And that's where we're going, period. And it's also leading to us, obviously. I mean, where do you think? Let's have a little fun, you and me. What did we just find out? NATO nations are arming themselves to the teeth around with the rest of the world. Military spending off the charts. Where does that cash come from? Do we have a war chest somewhere? Where's all this cash come to fund this proxy war that we're in right now? The hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine. Where's it come? Where's it come from? Do we have stash of cash somewhere? No, we don't, okay? It's going to come right out of the Fed. It's going to add it to a digital screen. You can see the madness on the faces of the central bankers. Yeah, yeah, yeah. How much you need? Here you go. Here you go. More, more. This is what they're doing. This is what they want to do. Unbelievable, people, I tell you something. It's so freaking crazy. Oh, hold on a second. This August CPI number is coming through right now. Stock futures are all over the place here. What is this freaking number? I don't even know what it is, but it's coming out. You know what? Let's have a little fun here. Let's see if we could pick up on this. Hold on a moment here.
7/10, actually in March it was up as well. So now if we consider that the high water mark here in 2005
consumer price index,
yes,
month over month,
this follows
guess
up
what, higher.
Strip out food and energy,
it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop.
Year, up
people, I'm going to tell you again, it's not going to stop. Inflation has nowhere to go but higher. Combine what's going on with what we already know, with the surging price of crude oil, with the fact that governments around the world, governments, and I'm referring to central banks because they are the government, are going to continue to inflate. And yes, of course, we're going to still get the token rate hikes, you know, which are the 25 basis points out of the Fed, followed by the European Central Bank, followed by the Bank of England. Maybe we're going to get a pause. It's not going to stop. It can't be stopped, okay? The only way, there's one way that they can actually stop inflation or slow it down, and that would be to contract the money supply by going back to, pay attention to what I'm going to tell you right here. We do not even have a fractional reserve system in the United States anymore. As a matter of fact, nowhere. What we have is a zero reserve. These major financial institutions used to have to hold cash in reserve. Today, they don't have to hold any cash in reserve. How do you feel knowing that when you deposit your cash into one of these institutions, they used to have to keep a fraction of it in your account? Today, nothing. When you look at your bank account and you see those digits, you go on your bank's website, there's no money in it. It's zero. There's nothing there. But the digits seem real to you, don't they? They're not real. It's not there. It's not on the elemental chart. It doesn't exist, okay? All of it's gone. The financial system is the most bankrupt, corrupted system in the history of the world today, and I think you're all well aware of that. But it's going to get worse. If you think this is going to get better from here, it ain't getting any better from here, I can promise you that. Yeah, consumer prices continue to rise. Imagine my shock. Imagine everyone's shock here. Yes, it wasn't temporary, transitory, and it's certainly not contained. Food inflation outpacing everything else. Energy is second. I'm reading this right here. Energy coming in a second place. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, all this stuff that you and I have been discussing. Anyway, going back to Jim Rickards. So Jim Rickards believes that we are on the threshold of a new financial crisis. I'm telling you that we're in one. If central banks are making sure that this gets even more twisted and more distorted than we've ever seen in the history of the world, more debt. Again, the system must operate in a perpetual vacuum. It's never meant to be made whole. It must and only can operate if the debt continues to grow larger and larger and larger exponentially as we move forward. You understand that, right? I only talked about this about a billion times over the year. How many people know that? How many people actually understand that the debt-based system that we have around the world here operates that way, in a perpetual deficit, a perpetual vacuum, and it can never be filled. It's never meant to be filled. And what do you think about this zero reserve? We have a zero reserve system right now. It's so toxic. And you know who's going to pay for it, right? You are. You're paying for it right now in the form of rising inflation. Don't take my word for it. Listen to the numbers that they're fist feeding you. Okay. Something that you and I have been well aware of. Anyway, people, that's where we stand here. One last thing before I let you go. Child poverty has now surged 12.4% in 2022. That's up 5.2% from the previous year. This number is going to get worse in 2023 and moving forward. The central banks, what is their mission? To create a neo-feudal system. Extreme haves, extreme have-nots, a wiping out of an extinction event for an entire class of people. And if you're in that class of people, and I believe most of you probably are, you have a tattoo. Do you remember me saying this from like 10 years ago? You have a tattoo on your face in the shape of a target. You're a target. And what are you going to do about it? Well, I guess take the opposite side of the trade. At least try. Bet against the debt. Become your own central bank. Okay? Understand what's happening to you. Raise your awareness. I don't know. Share this stuff. Get it out there. Let people understand what's going on here. This is the only way. By letting people know what's happening to them, maybe they'll take action, although I don't think so. They've been dumbed down sheep to the highest possible order. And that's also by design too. Dependency on the system, slavery on the system, all this stuff you and I have discussed for over 10 years. All right, people, look, love you a lot. Please, if you got anything out of this video, share it, get it out there. Those thumbs up are extremely valuable. I will see all of you later on, and we will certainly talk during my live stream, 4:05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. All right, see you then.